The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. This is Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
Suzanne with the cute little fanny. How does your garden grow?
Well, if I could find my garden, I have no idea. I mean, it's kind of like, if you mean my glacier. Well, my garden in Kansas City is doing great. As everybody knows, I'm on sabbatical here for a while. But my garden in Minneapolis, it doesn't grow yet, I don't think.
And we're all saying here, when will this end? Not soon enough.
I know. I'm so sad. I'm so sorry for you. Well, here's my motto. Screw that weather. I mean, really. We're talking about spring gardening today, so there.
I know.
What do you think about that?
I know. Well, I'm saying to everybody here, don't jump out the window yet. The Minnesota Institute of Art has the answer for all of us, the perfect antidote for the hostage holding of spring by Mama Nature as we keep experiencing it over and over and over.
Well, you guys do. I mean, I just can't even believe that y'all are having, that you had snow last week. I mean, please.
I know, we're in a bad mood.
All right. Yeah, I bet. Well, all right, coming up are our dirty little secrets that we all need to know. These are all things that are very valuable in our lives, and our undercover spies have today. Now, here's what's coming up. What can we do right now to be outside and getting our garden fixed? I mean, man, I need my garden fixed. I need to smell that soil, that rich, moist soil. And I need to make contact and communicate with my little fat earthworms. I love those little earthworms.
Oh my gosh, that is so disgusting. That is so disgusting to me. You know how I hate those earthworms because I'm just scared to death of them. I'm afraid if I pick one up, they're going to bite me or something.
How many years have I been telling you they do not bite and they're good? They're so good for the soil and they just crawl around. And
I know, but
they poop. I think they poop.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, but I don't believe you. I think they can bite probably. I don't want to get near them. I really
you
don't.
Know, someday I'm going to get an earthworm. I'm going to chase you like when I was in grade school.
Oh, no, don't you dare. I will disown you for the rest of my life. All right.
Well, and then another one of our dirty little secrets is an ancient amenity that you can add to your garden soil that will enhance everything that you're growing and get you good points on your carbon footprint. So, and it's free. It doesn't cost anything.
Well, I'm gonna,
that's exciting, isn't
it? It's very, but I'm going to tell you something that you will need to do to your lawn right now to make sure it's beautiful for the spring. That's my little tidbit.
No.
So,
okay.
But I want to say our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Zia Terrapore and Maria Egemeyer. They're friends of the Institute. That's the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, and they're co-chairs of Art in Bloom coming up next week and weekend.
Well, that sounds just blooming fabulous, JK. It's better than saying friggin' fabulous,
right.
Bloomin' fabulous.
Right.
Then we're all going to look at April's drawing prizes, which are sensational. So you can go to our website, sign up, win some great stuff.
Yeah, go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com, and check out our latest blogs. And we have all kinds of good stuff on there now.
Well, and one of the things that we are going to talk about in depth today a little bit is how to prune. And the one thing you can get outside now in your snowsuit, in your heaviest boots, in your winter gloves, is you can get out there and prune the plants, the shrubs and the trees that are still dormant, because there are a certain number of plants and shrubs that are like to be trimmed, and they need to be trimmed when they're dormant.
And you know that I don't know that much about gardening or any of that. So tell me what is prune. I don't even know what you mean by pruning. I have no idea what you mean by that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Well, you know I
am.
Well,
there you go. And some people, and I don't mean to make light of that, I think some of our listeners might not know. And pruning is what you do when you go in. It's kind of like a pedicure. We talked about pedicures last week. A pedicure for your plants. You remove all the dead stuff, and you get down to what's really going to make and enhance your plants. It promotes growth, pruning does. It's healthy. It promotes the health of your plant. It encourages the flowers and the fruit to come out, and that's what makes us all so happy, getting all the show, the spring show, and the fruit that follows that. And it really helps you kind of keep things contained. And you can do this in early April. Now, we don't have time to go through all the plants that you can prune, shouldn't prune, when, but there are certain plants that you prune now as they're dormant. Then there are certain plants that you trim immediately after they finish blooming, and those are things like your azaleas, your forsythia. I know here it is absolutely magnificent. The forsythia are blooming, the Bradford pears, the all the tulips, all the spring flowers. It is just amazing here. But those are the kinds of things that you should be pruning. And so it's just get out there, get your pruning shears, look it up online so you don't screw up, and get at it.
Okay, that made sense to me, so thank you. Last week, the Strib told us exactly what we should be doing to have a beautiful lawn this spring. Nothing. Which was exactly what I was planning on doing. This Brian Horgan, who is a turf grass expert and associate professor at the University of Minnesota, he says that raking won't make the snow melt. You know, everybody, I guess, wants to go out there and rake their lawn and get that snow away so the sun will shine on it and it will get, the temperature will give it a boost. But he says, don't do anything. He says, still very fragile and it can't withstand wear and tear, and that means raking. He says he expects the grass to be rake ready by the 1st of May. The 1st of May. And he says, wait till it kind of pops up. And then you'll be able to see it, and then you can rake. In the meantime, go to a park, is what he advises. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's your style anyway, like you said.
Yeah, that is my style.
Well, I just want to know, have you ever heard of biochar?
No, I haven't at all.
Well, biochar is something that has been happening for literally thousands of years that people have been doing to really enhance the soil and augment the soil. And you know what? We're going to talk about that more because it's fascinating. And it's something that I think we're going to hear much, much more about in the future. So we'll talk about that in our third segment.
Well, you're listening to Jean and Suzanne and the dirty little secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you. so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging with Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And spring is busting out all over. Not.
Oh, Suzanne.
But we know where it's busting out all over.
Suzanne, do not sing on the radio. Do not.
Oh. Sorry. Well, I know there's some place where there are lots of beautiful flowers, and it's going to be fabulous to be, but it's not going to be outside.
That's true. We have as our guest today Zia Terrapor and Maria Engemeyer, and they are friends of the Institute who help raise money for the Minneapolis Art Institute of Art. And we have all, they have a project coming up that is an event that we are very interested in. And welcome, women. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We would like to, for you to tell us about the Art in Bloom that is going to be going on next weekend at the Minneapolis Institute of Art and what it is all about. And you two are in charge of that.
Well, what it is, it's in its 30th year. And you can walk in the doors of the Minneapolis Institute of Arts and just smell the perfume of flowers and see all the beautiful flowers. We have arrangements created by commercial florists. There'll be 20 of those and 160 individual pedestal floral artists will have created arrangements that interpret art. And Art in Bloom, as you said before, is the principal fundraiser for the Friends of the Institute, of the Minneapolis Institute of Art. And our mission is to support the Minneapolis Institute of Arts in all different ways, including exhibitions and collections, but also with children. And, for example, last year, 10,000 children were able to come for educational tours at the museum with funds provided by the Friends.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when we walk into this, we're going to see all the different, we're going to see pedestals with separate art flower arrangements
but,
on there.
Well,
and
this year our team is
Global Nature. Like,
so,
I have a hard time.
The commercial florists have, they usually have the non-gallery spaces, that's the public spaces as you walk in, and they do these beautiful floral installations, and they're going to possibly pick different countries and interpret them in their own way. Mm. And then the individual floral artists each pick a work of art in the galleries. So every gallery has at least two or three, sometimes five or six, floral arrangements, and they interpret specific pieces of art.
Mm. Oh, gosh, it sounds beautiful. Well, how did you both get into this? What's your background?
Well, we both are volunteers with the Friends. And
also docents at the museum.
And they asked us to do this, and it's a lot of work. And
I'm sure.
It takes a full year to put together, but it is so much fun. And we have a large committee of over 50 people, all dedicated and hardworking and talented people. And we all work to put it together and have had fun doing it, and are really excited that there are only a few more days. Till it happens.
Art in Bloom actually starts on Thursday morning and goes all of Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On Thursday and Friday, we have some ticketed events, which is one of the ways that we raise funds. We have three speakers this year. Chris Giftas, who was from the Metropolitan Museum of Art. He was their floral designer for 32 years. He's coming back. He's been here once 30 years ago. And then we have Jennifer Steinkamp, who is a digital artist, and her image is our signature image, and we're very, very fortunate that she's able to come back and also do a visual presentation, a digital visual presentation on her work. And then on Friday, we have Ardith Beveridge, who is one of the most well-known global talents that actually lives right here in the Twin Cities. She's Kohler and Drum, the Institute of Floristry. And she's going to be doing a lecture on floral arrangements from around the world, so touring the world with floral arrangements. And then in the afternoon, she's going to be doing a Asian fusion workshop, which is only open to 20 people. So if your listeners are out there wanting to join that workshop, they should call in really quickly and get tickets. We only have a few left.
Wow. I want to ask you, are you guys still like each other after all these months of working together?
We do. We probably like each other much more now than we did when we first started out, because we hardly knew each other when we first started out,
and,
right, Maria?
Yeah, and we talk every day, and sometimes
twice a day,
starting early in the morning till late at night.
Well, see, that's what flowers will do for you, isn't it?
That's right. It puts you in a good mood just thinking about it.
Well, I love flowers, but I was on your website, and I did see that a lot of the shows during the day. Or I guess there was one that was just sold out. That was that Christoph.
Right. That's right. He's world-renowned, as is Ardith Beveridge. And so, yes, his show is sold out. But there are some tickets for Ardith's lecture yet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, each one of those lectures, they're actually going to be creating these floral arrangements, 8 or 10 of them. And at the end of the lecture, those arrangements are auctioned off. So you can actually go home with one of those, and that money also goes towards supporting Art in Bloom's fundraiser.
Well, I do know, you know, we always like to promote these free events, too, and it says that you have a free complimentary 45-minute guided tour. What do you see on that tour? Because that sounds fabulous.
There's several tours on each of the days.
A Dawson-led tour will take you on either the America's galleries or China and Japan or, you know,
with
European art. Those are the different themes. You can choose to go on any one of them or all of them, depending on how much time you have. And they go every hour and a half, I think, and run for 45 minutes.
And
so you could go on a tour, and the docent will explain to you how the florist interpreted that work of art, and then move on to something else.
Yeah, the docents that lead these tours also have an interest in flowers. So they will, as Zia was saying, they will talk about the floral arrangement and its interpretation of the painting.
In addition to that, we also have a program which actually has something from each of those floral artists, and they talk about why they chose those flowers and what they're hoping to interpret in their arrangement. And, you know, you could buy a program, and as you go along on the tour, you could read about the floral artist. So,
it sounds fabulous.
It does sound
fabulous. Yeah, it is. It's super fun.
Give us your website, you all. Tell us how people can go find your website and get tickets and get that.
Well, if you just Google Art in Bloom
2013
in Minneapolis, you'll go straight to the Minneapolis Institute of Arts website. We have our own page, Art in Bloom.
Well, thank you so much, Maria and Zia, and we've really enjoyed having you today. And thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up, our great prizes for April on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one non-cancer killer of women in the U.S. This is particularly true as we age. We now know that our genetic makeup may be the main contributor to our risk of heart disease. It is not enough to say that I am fit, I exercise, I eat right. Our doctors cannot quickly listen to our hearts and pronounce us at low risk for heart disease. Cardiologists recommend cardiac stress test, cholesterol screening at age 50. If a woman has a strong family history of heart disease or other risk factors like high blood pressure, obesity, high cholesterol, she may need other tests like C-reactive protein and homocysteine. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adephrus and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, Jean and Suzanne. And if you have just tuned in, we have been talking about buds, having a few good cold buds at the ballpark. I mean, it's a great spring tradition in Minneapolis. You know, you go to the Saints, you go to the Twins, you pop a couple of cold ones.
Suzanne, we're not talking about Budweisers. We're talking about buds. Flower buds. That's what we're talking about. You can have a Budweiser when you're planting your flowers.
Oh, I was so excited. I could just taste that cold beer. Well, never mind.
All right. Well, just a reminder to everyone out there, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. The Higher Brain Living Training Program is one of our sponsors, and I personally am taking their classes. Now, their technique helps you to shift energy from your primal fear-based lower brain into your higher brain, and you can develop this. You can develop this brain connection that coincides with an expanded consciousness and sense of empowerment. The effect is absolutely freeing and so liberating.
Well, and I know this last week when you've been dealing with some fear issues, it's really helped you, hasn't it?
It has helped me immensely, just immensely. They have three locations. They have one in Hudson, in Minneapolis, and Wayzata. Please go to their website, higherbrainliving.com, and go to our website and check out the information. It's fascinating.
Well, and who can not benefit from kind of knowing how to have a healthier brain?
Right. I know. That's so true.
Well, and then our big drawing at the end of April, Lunch with Us. For you and two of your friends, it's a surprise this month where we take you. So sign up and we're going to have a blast. Also, it's Tiger Sushi. I almost forgot. Okay, so Tiger Sushi is going to have one of their mixers. They have these single mixers and we've been. They were fun, right?
Right. They were fabulous.
Yeah. And it's for those of us who are age 40 to 65. That's on April 25th at Tiger Sushi 2 on Lindale from 5:30 till 9. And go, and you just never know who you might meet.
And you should get your little butt on an airplane and fly in here for this party because you're 65 and you would probably meet a guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll come. I'll put my snowsuit, my sexiest snowsuit on and come to Minneapolis.
Well, you would fit right in. We are also going to have a color analysis by Alice Sado. She is an image consultant and wardrobe stylist. It's $125 value. And Suzanne, you know how much you and I love to have our colors done. We had it done years ago, but that's very exciting. And you can go to her website, ivegotyourstyle.com. But you need to sign up at our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com.
And go to facebook.com/agingbutdangerous and make liking Aging But Dangerous your spring ritual.
And we also want to talk again about our triathlon that's coming up. It's August 24th, 2013 in Maple Grove. And last week we were talking about the healthiest cities for women from Women's Health Magazine, and Minneapolis was the sixth in the entire country. So we need to really get with it, girlfriends, and sign up today. Suzanne, you and I are going to do it, right?
Yes.
We're going to do it. She's going to bike. I'm going to walk. It'll be a hoot for everyone. And some people are serious and some people aren't. But go to our website and get all the information. And it's just going to be so much fun. We want several teams to do this.
Yeah, aging but dangerous teams. I can't think of anything any better. Well, we're going to talk about two things here at the end of the program. One is this biochar. And I'm just going to read this because I think this is fascinating, and certainly we neither one are experts in this, but biochar is a fine-grained charcoal. And I'm reading this from this Mick Telkamp wrote an article about this. And what they do is it goes into the soil and it replenishes nutrients, it retains moisture, and it reduces greenhouse gas emissions. And it's kind of a, you know, it's a scientific thing, but it's you're heating carbon and rich organic matter in a low oxygen condition. And then that boosts the fertility of the soil. And they have been doing this, as I mentioned before, for like thousands of years. This is not new. And you combine, you cook the stuff down, which we're not going to talk about. You can go online and find out how to cook it down. And you combine it with manure. And it is this nutrient-rich. It's like compost, but it's not. It's unlike compost in that it doesn't decompose, and the benefits from it last for like hundreds of years. And so what you do is you just take like leaves and bark and manure and grasses and everything, and you burn it in this special process. And then what happens is it gets just this hugely rich, thriving bacterial growth that can really help your plants.
And would you do
I've
this?
I've never even heard of this stuff.
Would you do it? Do something like that?
You know what? If I was still gardening, I might do it because I think there are so many benefits. It's free. And then some people believe, I know Cornell University has done a lot of studies on this. And they say that they think that that by doing this, if we could do it in enough volume, that it would offset as much as a third of the U.S. carbon emissions from fossil fuels. I mean, they think it could have a huge impact on global warming. Warming.
Wow.
Warming.
But that's very interesting, isn't it?
That would be warming.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. And then the other thing, so anyway, go online. And biochar is what, do a little research if you're interested in that at all. And then Month by Month Gardening in Minnesota by Melinda Myers sounds like a fabulous book for gardeners. Gardeners that have been around for a while, and then the new startups
like
you.
Like me.
I'm sure.
I love that idea, Suzanne. I love that idea. That would really help me, and it would be fun to read from month to month.
Yeah, don't you think it would make you feel more secure about what you were doing?
Yes.
Well, it's a great little book. I found it to be quite fascinating, and you could go online, or Barnes & Noble has it, and it will just give you step-by-step through the months to do what you need to do. And it was written by people. She lives in Milwaukee, and and is a professor there, and so it really helps take you to where you need to go exactly for our climates. What our climate is obviously very different.
Yeah. And also, let's remind people about our swarm. It's on April the 30th. It is at Corset Styling in Edina. And go to our website and sign up. It's going to be a fashion show. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women all across the globe to blossom where they are planted.
Please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two, tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.